comendo. So we are on the Gemara Daf Nun Omed Aleph. We are for the moment examining the Shitta of the Tanakhama, the Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon hold that the Seder of Mises, the Seder of Mises in the Mishnah is Skila, followed by Sreifa, followed by Hereg, followed by Chenek. So we saw yesterday that the Gemara brought Mekoros to prove that Skila is top of the tree, is the most chomor punishment. It's the punishment given to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's fitting that the most severe Avera should get the most severe punishment. And the Gemara, without going into all the proofs, although we'll see some of them are repeated now, the Gemara proves that Skila is not just more chomor than Sreifa, but is more chomor than everything. And that's why it rightfully takes its place as number one in the list. So we're up to the Gemara. The first words on the line were Shma Mino. We're up to where it says Sreifa Chamura Misayof. If we've now decided that number one on the list is Skila, so we now have to prove that number two on the list is in fact Sreifa. And Sreifa is more chomor than numbers three and four, Hereg, which is of course Sayef, as we said yesterday, and Chenek, which is strangulation. So the Gemara proves it. And this is of course based on some of the proofs that we said yesterday. Says the Gemara, Sreifa chamura misayef. Sreifa is more chomor than Sayef. Shekein nitna lebas koyein shezinso, as we explained yesterday. This is given to a bas koyein shezinso. Now, we explained yesterday, if she's an arusa, then she gets the punishment of skila. But if she's married, then she gets the punishment of sreifa. Were she to be a bas Yisrael, she would get chenek. But now that she's a bas koyein, she gets, instead of chenek, she gets sreifa. Says the Gemara again, Sreifa chamura misayof, shekein nit nolabas koyen shezinsa, umay chumra. And what is the stringency, what is the severity of that Avera, as we already mentioned yesterday? Shekein mechaleles es oviho. The reason why this Avera is considered so severe, albeit not as severe as Avodah Zarah, as we discussed yesterday, but at least it's very severe that she's mechalel her father. It's a tremendous bizoyin to her father. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, to the contrary. Sayef chomor. Why don't we say that the sword is more chomor? Again, for reasons we discussed yesterday. Shekein niten la'anshe ir hanidachas. The anshe ir hanidachas. How are they killed? They're killed by the sword. So clearly the Aveir of Irani Dachas is considered to be very chomor. Why? Umay chumra. What is the severity of that Aveira? Shekein memoinon ovad. As we discussed yesterday. Because you see in the case of Irani Dachas, not only is anybody in the town killed, but all their property is destroyed as well. So that clearly means that the Torah is considering their Aveira as extremely severe. And what punishment do they get? They get the punishment of Saif. So how do you know to learn from a Bas Koyen who gets Sreifa that Sreifa is very chomor? Surely we could put in a good argument to say Erani Dachas is very chomor. Proof of the pudding is the fact that their property is destroyed as well, and they do not get Sreifa, they get Saif, which is Hereg. So maybe that's more chomor. Yes.
A Bas Koyen who's an Arusa, does she get skila?
Yes.
So what does the Gemara say here? Sreifa chamura misayef. They're talking about sreifa, okay? And then it says, shekein nitna lebas kohen baba chamura, shekein mechalas aviha. Mechalas aviha is a case of arusa, not nesua. So why is it talking?
It's a good question. Yesterday we saw in Rashi that in arusa is mechalal base aviha. I'm not sure if that comes to exclude the fact that even if she's a nesua, There is also an element of Chilul Aviha. I'm not sure. Your question is a good question. Because yesterday we clearly saw that an Arusa is considered to be Mechalel Esavio. And here the Gemara is mentioning that with regard to Nesua. So I'm assuming for the moment, unless does Rabbi Artscroll point this out, it's a very, very good question, that there's also an element of Chilul Aviha when it comes to the father, even in a case of a Nesua. But I'm not 100% convinced. I think the question is a very good question.
Not sure, actually. The notes are very
Understand?
long and I didn't read them.
Do they point this out?
No, they quote the Rashi, which I think we skipped.
So there is a lengthy Rashi.
And which he argues that that it's circular reasoning or something. That they regard the Arusa as being more seriously punished than the
Like
Nesua.
we saw yesterday, and that's Larry's question. Larry's question is that we saw yesterday that the Arusa is considered to be more severely dealt with because she's mechallel her father, because she's not out of the father's home, she's still living in the father's home. So that's a very fair question. So why is the Gemara now mentioning this svara with regard to a nesua? Not sure. I'm not sure. Let's just finish off the Gemara's answer. Says the Gemara, Ne'emar Aviha Beskila. It says the word Aviha, quote unquote, with regard to Skila, which is clearly obviously referring to an Arusa, as we said yesterday. V'ne'emar Aviha Besreifa, again, with a Bas Koyin. And in both cases, it mentions the word Aviha. Mar Aviha. Omor beskila, just like the word Aviah, which was mentioned with regard to skila, i.e., the Arusa. So clearly, skila is chamura misayef. Why does the Arusa get skila, as we said yesterday? Because it's the most chamur punishment, and skila is more chamur than everything else. So too, when it says that same word Aviah with regard to sreifa, the Gzeira Shava teaches me that also that sreifa, like skila mentioned in the other Aviha Pasuk, is also more chomer than everything else. So Ma Aviha Ha'omor beskila is skila chamura misayef, Af Aviha Ha'omor besreifa, sreifa is chamura misayef. So in the case of Arusa, we definitely know that skila beats sayef. So by virtue of the Gzeira Shava, we must also know, therefore, that sreifa also beats Sayof, because in both psukim it says Aviha. So what's left now? Finally, says the Gemara, Sreifa Chamura Mechenek. Now prove to me that Sreifa is Chomor, more Chomor than Chenek, says the Gemara, I can do, as we've already explained. Shekein Nitnol Bas Koyein Shezin. So, as we explained before, my Chumra Kedah Omron. As we already explained, because she's Mechallel her father. What would you claim that 1 second? Adrabba, Chenek Chamor. Maybe Chenek is more Chamor. Shekei Nitten l'makei. As we mentioned yesterday, it's given to somebody who smites his parent. And why is that considered so Chamor? Didn't we already say, oh, my Chumra Shekein Hukash, kvoidom l'kvoid. As we said yesterday, it says, Kabeid es Avicha. It also says, Kabeid es Hashem. So, therefore, any type of attack against one's parents is almost considered comparable to an attack against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's considered to be that severe. And if it's considered to be that severe and the punishment is Chenek, so maybe that shows me that Chenek is higher up the list than Sreifa. Says the Morano, that can't be. Mid afke rachmona lenasua bas koyein. Michlal denasua bas Yisrael michenek lesreifa. What's the halacha, like we said yesterday? Not an arusa, a nasua. Who commits zanos, a regular isha in Yisrael, gets chenek. If, however, she's a bas koyein, She gets upgraded to Sreifa. So you clearly see that Sreifa is more chamura than Chenek. Shmamina, Sreifa, chamura. So we clearly see if there's an upgrade in punishment, were she to be a regular Bas Yisrael, then halacha would be she gets Chenek. But now that she's a Bas Kohen, she gets Sreifa. So clearly, Sreifa is more chamura than Chenek. Which means we have now finished number two. Skila is definitely number one on the list. It's more chomer than all the other three. Sreifa is number two on the list because it's more chomer than the other two. So what remains now, the last piece in the puzzle? We just now need to confirm what's number three and what's number four. Why is Chenek the bottom of the list and Hereg, which is Saif, number three on the list? So before we see that, let's have a look at Rashi on the fifth wide line. Ne'emar avia b'skila b'nara hamurasa liznois beis aviha, it says. And it says also avia b'sreifa, it says l'bas kohen es aviha, again he mechaleles. Skila chamura misayaf k'dialef tam l'el, as we said, mimadichin v'nidachin. And finally, mida'afke l'nesua d'bas kohen. Stoma ksiv arusa v'nesua mashma. Like we said yesterday, the Torah writes that a bas kohen who commits znus gets sreifa, and the Torah writes it bistam, which means the Torah does not differentiate between an arusa and a nesua. But v'rabbonon hu demafke arusa mehahi klal. It's the rabbonon who say that when the Torah says sreifa, it's only referring to a nesua, but arusa is treated differently. And what's the halacha of a arusa bas kohen? The same as an arusa bas Yisrael. V'shav kilo b'milsa, and we leave her k'din Yisraelis, i.e. b'skila. Mishum de'islehu, because they hold that skila is chamura. As we said before, she came not on the gadif. V'nesua. And it's only in the case of Nisuin that there, Mias Afke Kra, that's when the Torah is taking her out of the regular halacha midin Nisua Yisraelis. Because as we said before, a Bas Yisrael who's a Nisua, she gets Chenek. So what did the Torah mean when it says a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa? It means a Nisua. So where does she go? Mi Chenek la Sreifa. Alma, so you see that Sreifa is Chamura. Afal gav de motzi le isuye begzeira shova de avia avia kida aisele saif. Rashi's asking a very obvious question. If we've already had a gzeira shova avia, and it says compare it to skila, just like skila is more chomer than everything else, so too sreifa is more chomer than everything else. So why now do I need to find another makor? What's wrong with that gzeira shova? Says Rashi, nicha la suye migufa. I still prefer to find an individual Makoir rather than relying on a Gezeirah Shavah. Okay, so we now have back into the Gemara. The first word on the line is Sayaf. The last piece in the puzzle, number three, beats number four. Sayaf Chamur Michenek. How do I know? As we said before, Shekein Nitan La'anshi Haranidachas. It's the Avera, it's the punishment given to those who. So as we said before, if you see that their money is all destroyed, so clearly the Torah views this very severely, and the punishment is sayof. Says the Gemara, one second, other rabba, chenek chamor, didn't we just say, shekein nitim lemake aviv v'imroi, umay chumra hukash, it's compared to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, afilu hachi, nonetheless, Peshet Yodai Be'iker Adif. The person is Peshet Yodai Be'iker, like we've already said all along, that Avodah Zarah is considered very, very chomer. So in the case of Ira Nidachas, it's true that hitting one's parents is considered very chomer because it's compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc. But it still can't outnumber, it cannot override the Aveir of Ira Nidachas, because ultimately, Irni Dachas is Avodah Zarah. And if it's Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is always considered to be the worst Aveira. And that ends the Sugya. Or at least the first half of the Sugya. So we have now explained the order of the Mishnah according to the Rabbanon, which is Skila, followed by Sreifa, then Hereg, which is Saif, and finally, number four is Chenek. Now, it's not really the end of the Sugya, because we still have to now discover, what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon disagreed on 2 points. He switched around numbers 1 and 2, and he also switched around numbers 3 and 4. So he had, instead of Skila and then Sreifa, he had Sreifa and then Skila. Instead of Hereg and Chenek, he had Chenek and Hereg. So that needs a bit of explaining, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer, etc., etc. So now we won't be surprised to see that many of the rayas that we already discussed are brought up again. Reb Shimon says on the last narrow line of the Gemara that Sreifa is Chamura Miskila. It's top of the tree. The Rabbanon maintained Skila is the top. Reb Shimon maintains Sreifa is the top. Sreifa Chamura Miskila. Shekain Nitna Labas Koyein Shazinso. As we said before already. A Bas Koyein who commits Zinus gets Sreifa. Umay Chumra. Why is it considered so severe? Shekain Mechaleles Esoviho. As we said before. So it's so severe because she's Mechalel, not just disloyalty to her new husband, but also to her father. That's why it's considered severe. And what is the punishment for that? The punishment is Sreifa. So surely I see that Sreifa is the top of the tree. What are you going to ask? Adarabba, Skila, Chamura. Surely I could counter that and put in a good argument that actually Skila is more Chamura. Shekei nitno lemegade falo oivda velikechavim. And that's very severe. Why? Because of my chumra shekein poishet yoda be'ika. Surely, being oivda avodah zara against the ika, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely can't be worse than that. So why are you claiming that Sreifa is the most chumra because it goes to a bas koyein? Why don't you say, like the Rabbanon, that actually Skila is the most chumra proof that it goes to avodah zara? Answers the Gemara, Reb Shimon leta'ame. Reb Shimon follows his own reasoning because Reb Shimon disagrees on another point. The Omar, he maintains, Achas Arusa, V'achas Nesua, Yotza Lesreifa. He holds, unlike the Tanakama, when the Torah says a Bas Koyen gets Sreifa, remember the Torah did not distinguish between Arusa and Asua. Rabbanon said there's a Chiluk. Reb Shimon says, I disagree, I'm sorry to tell you. I maintain that every Bas Koyen always gets Sreifa, whether she's an Arusa or when she's an Asua. Now, 1 second. We've already explained, Rabbi Yisai, that a Bas Yisrael, not a Bas Koyen, a Bas Yisrael, what does she get? Which punishment does she get when she's an Arusa? We already said Skila. So look what's happened. She's gone from Skila as a Bas Yisrael to Sreifa as a Bas Koyen. So Reb Shimon says, you see the upgrade there. You see that going from Skila to Sreifa is an upgrade. So it must be that Sreifa is more Chamor. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon letamei, do Omar achas Arusa v'achas Nesua, both of them yotzol is Sreifa. Umida afkir rachmona, and because the Torah took her out, la arusa bas koyen michlal arusa bas yisrael, we took her out of the bracket of an arusa bas yisrael, meaning miskila lesreifa. Shma mino sreifa chamura. So we've just brought a point, a proof. It must be that sreifa is more chamura. Now again, according to Rabbanon, this proof does not exist, because nobody went from Skila to Sreifa. Because according to Rabbanon, The only one who gets Sreifa is a Nesua, and as a Bas Yisrael, she never got Skila, she got Chenek. So it's true there's an upgrade from Chenek to Sreifa. But nobody went from Skila to Sreifa. Who got Skila? The Bas Yisrael, who's an Arusa. And where did she go when she's in a Suah? According to Rav Shimon, same thing, also Skila. And when the Torah says Sreifa, it's only referring to an Asua, but not to an Arusa. So an Arusa did not get upgraded. She was always in Skila, whether she's a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kohen. But Rav Shimon disagrees. And Rav Shimon says, I'm very sorry to tell you that when the Torah says that a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, if the Torah does not distinguish between, the Torah does not distinguish between an Arusa and an Asua, so it must be that every single Bas Kohen, including an Arusa, gets Sreifa. But one moment. What punishment would she have got as a Bas Yisrael? The answer is Skila. So you've seen that she's been upgraded from Skila to Sreifa. So don't tell me that Skila is more chamor than Sreifa when I've just brought you a proof that a Bas Yisrael gets Skila, and yet a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. So it must be that Sreifa is more chamor than Skila. Yes, Rare.
There's a deep machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon on whether Arusa and Nesua, either Bas Yisrael or Bas Kohen, have different punishments. Meaning, if you're a Bas Yisrael according to Reb Shimon, it's Skila Skila. And if you're a Bas Kohen according to Reb Shimon, Arusa Nesua, it's Sreifa Sreifa. So the real argument here is, where do we come? Who is the originator of what's the fact in terms of Arusa more severe than Nesua?
Just a point of correction. Everybody agrees that a Bas Yisrael, who's not an Arusa, who's an Asua, gets Chenek. Nobody holds Skila Skila. He holds it Skila versus Chenek, if you're a Bas Yisrael. And if you're a Bas Kohen, it's Sreifa Sreifa.
So Bas Yisrael, who's an Asua, gets Chenek.
Correct.
And if she's an Arusa, she gets Skila.
Right, says Reb Shimon, yet if she's a Bas Kohen, she gets Sreifa. So you see that it's an
Sreifa, Sreifa, not Sreifa, Skila, right? No. So now I'm a connection. What?
Yeah, therefore,
the question to Reb Shimon is this. If you're talking about Yisrael, that from Nesua to Arusa, they upgrade the punishment, call the Chomer, for a Bas Kohen, there should be, why would she get Sreifa, Sreifa?
Because she's already at the top of the tree. There's nowhere to go.
No, but it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. She's not. You have to differentiate between the Arusa and the Nesua.
You don't. This is the most chamor punishment. There's nowhere more to go. I can't give her a more punishment if there isn't one.
On Abbas Yisrael, they differentiate between Nesua and Arusa by separating the punishments.
Only because it's possible to upgrade, but I can't upgrade where there's nowhere to upgrade to.
So this is a problem in his argument. That's why, if you go according to the Tanakhama, it makes more sense.
Not a problem at all. You see exactly the same in Rabbanon as well. According to Rabbanon, what did a Bas Yisrael Arusa get? Skila. What did a Bas Kohen Arusa get? Also Skila. How come there's no upgrade? Because there's nowhere to upgrade to. According to
him, no, but there's a separation by Bas Kohen, for according to the Rabbanon, Nesua Arusa.
I'm just saying, this is a general rule. If there's nowhere to upgrade to, then you can't upgrade. That's not a pircha. That's not a flaw in the argument. But if it's possible to upgrade, yes, then we have to try and work out where was it upgraded to, and that will give us an indication of what punishment is more chamor. But if there's nowhere to bichlal upgrade, then finish, there's nowhere to upgrade.
So then how did it, so according to the Reb Shimon, a Bas Kohen who's an Arusa is not more severe than a Nesua.
Right, doesn't have to be.
A Bas Yisrael Arusa is more severe than a Bas Yisrael Nesua. But a Bas Kohen Arusa is not more severe than a Nesua?
It is more severe, but there's no more chamor punishment to give her. We didn't say it's not more severe, but I can't upgrade her if there's nowhere to upgrade to. So I'm not saying it's not more severe, but what do you want to do? Give her Sreifa twice? Finish.
Well, that's why, to me, it's an argument that you give them the same punishment. You should have. That's why it makes more sense that the Bas Kohen Nesua would get Sreifa and the Bas Kohen Arusa would get Skila.
And I'm just proving it from the Rabbanon. A Bas Kohen has to be an upgrade from a Bas Yisrael, and yet there is no upgrade in the case of Arusa. They both get Skila. A Bas Yisrael, according to the Rabbanon, Arusa, Skila. Equivalent case of Baskoyan, also Skila. Well, it's not more severe. Of course, it's more severe, but there's nowhere to upgrade to. So, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's whole opinion is based on the fact that he assumes that when the Torah says that a Baskoyan gets Sreifa, there is no distinction between an Arusa and a Suah. If you look at the very last Rashi on the Amud, Reb Shimon Latame, Le Kamon Omid Beis, as we will discuss in Omid Beis, Yalif Mikra. You will learn it from the Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Very simple Limud. Tiksiv Bas Koyin, quote unquote, Stoma. It says it bistam. So why would you differentiate between an Arusa and a Suah? The Torah does not differentiate. So this is a Machlokes. Okay. So he has Sreifa more chomor than skila. So now he's got to do exactly what the Rabbanon did. In other words, go through all the other mises now. Says the Gemara, Sreifa chamura mechenek. How do I know? Shekein nitno lebas koyein shezinso, because Sreifa is given to a bas koyein, or my chumra, who says it's severe. Kedah Omron, as we already said, 1 second. Adarabba, chenek chamur, shekein nitin lemaki ovi v'imoi, umay chumra, as we already said, shekein hukash kvoidom lekvoid amokoim. So how do you know that sreifa is more chamur, maybe chenek is? And the answer is the same claim as we said before. Mi da'afka rachmona lenesua bas koyein, michlal nesua bas Yisrael, mi chenek lesreifa. Everybody agrees that a bas Yisrael who is a nesua gets chenek. And everybody agrees that a bas koyein who's a nesua gets sreifa. So you definitely see that chenek to a sreifa is considered an upgrade. Shmamino. So I see sreifa chamura. I must be that sreifa is more chamur. And now to complete the list, how do I know that sreifa is chamura misayoif? Again. Because shekein nitna lebas koyin shezin so my chumra kuda omron. What are you going to say, Adarabba? Sayef chamor shekein nitna le insharani dachas u my chumra shekein memoyin avad, because their money is all destroyed, and you see they get sayef. So again, we already explained this earlier on. Omrat, I would say to you, v'chi eiza koyach meruba, koyach hamediach or koyach hanidach. Who should we be considered more severe, the one who was led astray, or the one who led other people astray? We all understand that the Madiach should be considered more chamor. Heve oimer, we would all obviously say that koyach hamediach. It's the koyach of the Madiach. And what does the Madiach get? The kal v'chomer. Uma chenek shechomor misayef. If chenek is more chomor than sayef, and yet sreifa chamura mimenu, but sreifa is more chomor than chenek, well, obviously it's more chomor than sayef, then sayef hakal loikol shekein. Have a look at the top Rashi. Heve oimer koyach hamediach, because Reb Shimon is saying that madiche ir hanidachas, those who cause others to go astray, what's their punishment? It's bechenek. V'yalef lo mikra be'ilu ane nechnokin. So if those who cause others to go astray, they get chenek. V'nidachin, and those who are led astray, besayef. Well, obviously, Alma, chenek chomor misayef. So we definitely know that chenek is more chomor than sayef. The kvar kaim alone, we've already established the sreifa is chamura mechenek. Well, if it's more chamur than chenek, it must be more chamur than saif. Hilkech kol shekin. It must be obvious, therefore, the chamura mi saif, because the kal v'chomer, ma chenek, the chamur, etc., etc. So Reb Shimon, therefore, has very easily proven that sreifa is right at the top of the list. Based on bas koyein, he proved it's more chamur than skila. Based on the Ani Dachas, it's more chomer than the others, and that's why Sreifa is number one on the list. Okay,
According
you
to
know,
Reb Shimon.
according to Reb Shimon, only according to Reb Shimon, right? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, I do have to stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, unless there's any change in the plan, I'm going to be a sandik at a bris at somebody in our shul, and the bris is at 8:30. So I presume I'll not be able to learn. If there's any change, then I'll send an email tonight. If you don't hear from me, then assume that we'll learn next, Miss Hashem, on Wednesday morning, all being well.